right.
Here we go, man.
That's it. Here we go. Four out of four. Alright, thanks everyone for coming out. I really appreciate it. Hey, I need a record. Love the moment. I need a record. There you go. And then you can come back, get back on Bill Bateman's arm. That'd be nice. Yeah. Alright, we're going to play a little blues. We're going to play a lot of blues. We're going to play some punk rock. We're going to play them at the same time. What the?
What's that called?
Blues. It's called the blues. That's right. That's right. All right. Tonight we start from zero. Thank you very much. Okay, this is a true story right here. I've always, always been outcry. When I was in school, when I was grown up, but you know what? Punk rock made me cool. Didn't save my life like Xander's, but it made me cool. But this is the truth. Didn't slip away, I wasn't pushed away, I was sucked away, pulled under, lying beneath the dimming sun, I ignored approaching thunder, yeah, if I
but time.
know why she gets the blues?
Oh my God.
Because somebody got it on the carpet. Thank you. there. All right, this election season, I think, needs a theme song. So we wrote one. We got together last rehearsal and came up with a theme song.
Like the monkeys?
Yeah, like the monkeys. This goes out to number one Chief Rocker. It's the inspiration for us doing the song. Him and his wife. All right? So it doesn't matter if you're a Trump supporter, Hillary supporter, you're feeling the burn, or whoever else is running, this song is for you. Guys, gentlemen, let's groove this one, all right? You guys ready? We have Dreamy Matt Littell. He is married. Are you wearing your wedding ring? Are you wearing your wedding ring? best drummer in Los Angeles, Tony Shade, right here. Escada Gallo! Alright, let's see if we can get number one Chief Rocker up here to sing a song for us, alright? Alright, Tony Kinman, get on up here and sing. Can you sing Big Train? I think you can do it. Yeah, we do it in the key you know. Alright, everybody. Alright, he wrote the song, he's gonna sing it. Whoa. Too much fun. We're gonna fuck the cows. Just teasing. Okay, teasing. Okay, we're gonna play a song now. I think we're in tune. Well, I'm in tune anyway. Okay, the song has its birthplace in New Orleans. All right. I was hanging out in New Orleans with Matt here. We were hanging out with a couple trannies. That's right, Sinsomphony and Chicken Bone. All right, and Sinsomphony says, hey, you want to go back to my place, boys? And I say, yeah, sure, sure, let's go back. You want to listen to records? I said, no, man, I don't want to listen to records. What? She says, well, will you write me a song? I said, okay, we'll write you a song. What do you want it to be about? She says, well, I like the Bible. I go, all right. You're right, so we'll write something biblical. And New Testament, Old Testament, what do you want? And Matt says, hey, how about the Old Testament? He's an Old Testament kind of guy. I've learned that about Matt. Right? And so Sinsomphony said, oh, Matt, okay. That would be fantastic. All right. So we wrote this song. It's back in 1979.
Thank you.
to church. I got it. daughter said, back in 1979, said, Chip, never, Chip, never go on stage and sell your records, it's cheap. And like I said last week, Mick Jagger's not the fucking Redwood Club, right? Tonight. Right. Well, word got around, he heard that I said that. He said, you know what, Chip, go ahead and sell your record. We got a single for sale right over here. Chicken Bone will sell you one. Maybe she'll even get to somebody, her bestie, to sign it or something. Train up. Hey, we're going on a Canadian tour of 3 o'clock train. We're very excited. This is a song written by Mac McKenzie.